The following is an excerpt from The End of Time, an Anne Frank Goku fanfic. 1 month. Well, it didn't feel like a month. To Anne Frank, a Jew hiding from the Nazis, it seemed like a year. 1 month since the fateful encounter with the mysterious man from another world, who she only knew as Goku. The handsome stranger had stepped through time and into her life, then disappeared without a trace. Anne was almost sure that they'd never meet again, even though not one day passed without her dreaming of him. Little did she know, however, that their lives were tied by the unbreakable red string of fate. It was another boring day in the secret annex. Anne sat on the bed of her room, writing in her diary. It never occurred to her, however, that this entry would be her last. As she wrote in the quiet attic, there was a loud noise from downstairs. Her heart jumped with both fear and excitement. Was it them? The Nazis? Or could it be him? She had no idea whether to run downstairs or to hide. That decision, however, was made for her. Her door flew open, and a tall soldier was visible in the doorway, glaring at her. The cries of her family members and friends were tuned out, as Anne only thought of one thing. She stood up and followed the soldier out of her room, down the stairs, and into the back of a truck. "So this is it," she said quietly to herself. "I'll never see him again, my one true love, ever again. And all those years of hiding, they were for naught." Then Anne realized that she left her precious diary up in her room. She broke loose from the officer and made a dash into the shop, where she removed a gun from his holster and fired a shot in her direction. Anne fell to the floor. Anne lay on the floor, feeling searing pain run through her leg, where the bullet had met its mark. The Gestapo officer menacingly moved towards her, grinning, when all of a sudden there was a blinding flash of light, causing the officer to shield his eyes. A huge cloud of smoke appeared next to Anne, blocking her from the soldier's vision. When the smoke cleared, he was in for quite a surprise. It was Goku, holding Anne in his arms, standing next to a huge metal capsule.
"Goku," cried Anne, "you came back for me."
Goku smiled. "Anything for you, my dear," he said. "Our love will never be lost. Not until the end of time." The Gestapo officer turned tail and ran, but Goku was too quick for him. After laying Anne on the concrete, he dashed towards the Nazi and knocked him to the ground unconscious with only one blow. "Nazi scum," muttered Goku as he spit on his enemy's limp body, then returned to Anne. "Here, I have something for you," Goku said as he removed a small bean from his pocket.
"What on earth is this?" asked Anne.
Goku smiled. Remember how ignorant she was to what was everyday life to him. "A sensu bean," he said. "Just eat it, and it will cure your leg." Anne followed his instructions and popped the bean into her mouth as the wound on her calf magically healed. "Now come on," commanded Goku. "We got some Nazi ass to kick." Anne jumped onto the mysterious Saiyan's back as he launched off into the sky. After only a few moments, the two of them arrived in Berlin. Tanks were parading down the street as Adolf Hitler himself stood on a platform overlooking it all. "Stay here," Goku said, dropping Anne into a shaded area under a tree. He then flew straight towards the parade of tanks, fists outstretched, screaming as loud as he could. The soldiers below scattered in terror, while the tanks tried to aim their cannons at him. He was too quick and nimble for them, however, and opened the hatch of a nearby panzer, then headed inside. After dispatching of the soldiers in the control of the war machine, he took the wheel. He fired round after round into the crowds of Nazi soldiers, occasionally firing at the other tanks. After only minutes, there was nothing but a cloud of dust and corpses. Goku emerged from the tank's hatch, smiling now that he'd done his duty. When all the dust cleared, there were only two people remaining on the parade ground. Goku, the Saiyan hero, and Adolf Hitler, the most evil man ever to walk the earth. Anne watched from nearby fearfully as she saw the two men stare at each other for what seemed like hours, her one true love and her ultimate oppressor. It had come down to this.
"So," Hitler said jovially, "you took out all my men. However, you aren't going to defeat me."
Hitler then jumped down from his platform and down onto the street in front of Goku, pulling a chain gun from the ground nearby. Goku quickly jumped behind a ruined tank as Adolf opened fire. The tank made a decent cover, but it wasn't long until it would be torn apart by the hail of bullets. Goku had to act. He dashed out from the side of the tank and flew as fast as he could towards Hitler, who had no time to react. He grabbed the chain gun out of his enemy's hands and snapped it over his knee with ease. Hitler stumbled backwards, shocked at the turn of events. Goku smirked, then said, "It's come down to this, you and me, fighting like men. If you admit defeat now, I'll kill you rather painlessly." Goku had a definite advantage, or so it seemed. Hitler burst into a laugh as Goku looked on quizzically. The mustachioed man slowly rose into the air as his brown hair and pencil mustache turned a blonde color, and his brown eyes turned blue. Goku reeled in horror. Hitler continued laughing, then finally said, "Goku, you came here expecting to find a madman, but instead you found a god." Hitler had become a Super Saiyan.